This is LS Talks. I'm James Meyer. This is another episode of the new LaSalle College High School podcast. Today we have Mr. Coggins, who is a part of the Academic Affairs Office, and we're going to be talking about course registration and how all that's going to play out this year and hopefully answer some students' questions about course registration. So the first question, Mr. Coggins, what are some new and upcoming courses coming next fall that are intriguing to new students?
Great. James, thanks for having me down here in the studio. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and as well as all the other people who are listening.
Yes, thank you.
So it's a very exciting year coming up for us next year. We have four new courses, which is fairly uncommon to add that many new courses at once, but there is a lot of excitement from the teachers who have proposed these courses, and from the Academic Council who has approved these courses, to add a new elective in English, which is American Crime Fiction for juniors and seniors. It's a one-semester elective that we think students will get pretty excited about reading these types of works. We are also offering Forensic Science, which is an elective that seems like a popular subject, and that will also be a one-semester elective for juniors and seniors. We have a STEAM initiative, which, for those of you who are not familiar with the acronym, it's Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And so we have a new focus in the curriculum to gear more students towards those subject areas, and one of the main opportunities for us to infuse our curriculum and our learning with this is a new course called The Principles of Engineering, which is a senior-level course right now, one-semester elective. It'll be very hands-on, project-based course that should bring in all of these different disciplines into one course. So that's very exciting. And with that, we've decided to revamp our traditional courses of CAD, which is the computer-aided design courses. Those courses, we are emphasizing also more project-based and product-based courses so that there would be something that they would produce at the end, maybe with a 3D printer. So those courses have been renamed and rethought, really, and they are going to be the introduction to engineering design and then advanced engineering design. So those are some major new courses. We also have a print design management for those students who are involved in the yearbook course to get credit for all the work that they're doing and the software that they will be learning. And then there are a couple of other things that are going on, too, if you don't mind me keep going.
Go ahead.
Our AP Physics class, Physics C class, will be split from a one-year course to two one-semester courses. So in the fall, there will be AP Physics C Mechanics, and in the spring, there will be Electricity and Magnetism. And that allows students who don't qualify in the fall to take the course based on their calculus skills. They could then take it in the spring. So that's an exciting development as well. We have our traditional rotation in the Microsoft IT Academy and the rotation in English, too. So that's another good benefit of more electives available to more students over the course of their 4 years. So a lot to come in the fall of 2017.
That sounds great. So from the perspective of a freshman, what is LaSalle's process of course registration, and like, what should those students expect in the whole process?
It's a great question, James. So March is really the starting point for freshmen to really think about their upcoming academic experience. So on Sunday, March 12th, we will have all of our incoming freshmen here with their families for our welcoming mass, and then a lot of information for them to meet administrators, department chair people. Students here will help them to start their accounts, and all kinds of other things happen on that day. But in terms of registration and course selection, there is a very important document that was just mailed out, I believe, last week and is posted on our website. And it goes through the selections for every course that they'll be taking pretty much in the fall. Some courses depend primarily on the placement test that will be given in May. Others go back to the entrance exam or the scholarship test that they already took. So, for example, in science, you to qualify for biology or honors biology, they need to take a placement test in May. If they have a full year of algebra right now, then they'll take an algebra placement test in May to determine whether they go on to Algebra 2 or Algebra 2 honors, for example. Same thing with language. So math, science, language all offer placement tests to make the correct decision on the upcoming course. Music, of course, there are auditions that go along with that. And so all of this information and data we gather starting in March with their selection of what language they would like to take, into April with the placement tests, then May into June, we're trying to pull all this data together to build the schedule that's the most appropriate for these students. It's a long process. We add a lot of individualized attention to each schedule and each student, and in the long run, the work pays off.
Yeah, that's very interesting because I know when I was a freshman, I knew that I was very curious about the course registration, and I was unsure of how that was going to play out. So I know that answered some students' questions, hopefully. So I know here at LaSalle, we have a robust category of AP classes. And what should students be thinking about when considering those AP classes?
James, that's a great question, too, because our AP program has exploded in terms of the number of students who are interested in or taking those courses over the last, let's just say, 10 years. Incredible growth in that program, and success has maintained a steady number. So we're talking in the mid-80% of students in all of our classes who take these tests, and every student is required to take the test in May, are getting a qualifying score. It's an amazing result. So we can offer upwards of 24, 23 different AP classes, depending on the interest of the student body and depending on the year. Some of our AP classes are on a rotating basis, like the new AP Computer Science Principles class is now rotating with AP Computer Science. So not every year will we be offering that many, but it's exciting to have the capability to run that many courses. So students who are interested in these courses should check with the Program of Studies and check with their departments, department chairs or the teachers in the departments in which the course resides so that they can get a sense of what the criteria is. And each department has different processes to come up with those decisions of who qualifies and who doesn't. But as we know at LaSalle, it's about the relationship with the students. So if a student has a question or needs more information about a course, they need to track down those teachers to get more information. So if they go into their Naviance account, which is what our students use to register for their courses, and they don't see that they're automatically registered, recommended for an AP course, then the conversations start happening. And it's now February, and in through mid-March, hopefully by the end of the third quarter, which is March 16th, that students will have those conversations. They will deliberate about the possibilities that are in front of them, and they will talk things over with their counselors, definitely with their parents, and with their current teachers to make the best selections possible.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Coggins, for coming on the podcast. And I hope those questions of students about course registration are answered. So thank you so much.
James, I appreciate it.